Well, it's real good seeing y'all here. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Listen, all of you.
This is the music.
Hey, you don't get it at all. You know.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho.
Guess what?
What?
Disaster time.
All right. It's all wrong.
Really?
You do that so well.
What's going on here?
That's it, Charlie Brown.
All right. Let's take it from the top again. Here we go.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
Well, I guess we better concentrate.
Yeah.
So you play on words here, see? About that. It was beautiful.
Lunch break.
Break.
Lunch break.
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 It's fun.
Break.
Break.
Don't worry.
It's fun. Don't you think it's great?
Everything I touch gets ruined. Everything I do turns into a disaster.
You drive me crazy.
All right. There's no time for foolishness.
What do you want?
The proper move.
You got it.
We're back.
I never get what I really want.
What is it you want?
Just 10 money. How about 10 and 20?
10 and 20?
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
It was night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When to my wandering eyes should appear a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick. And I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called some by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the house top, the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
Santa's coming over. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something fruity for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see. Cause that was once me. Hit it. Hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. You know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
Why you had to Oh, yes, Elvis. By the way, if you don't mind, I wish you'd tell Jesus I wish him a happy birthday.
tides past on the TV news broadcast with scenes of starving Africans most shocking. Karen, then aged 10, decided there and then to forego the satsuma in her Christmas stocking. She popped it in the post. Instructions were enclosed for the proper distribution of this sundry. Make sure my tangerine is shared fairly between the little boys and girls who are so hungry. Karen's tangerine, the gesture of the queen. How generous she's been. Oh, Karen's tangerine. I think Karen's plan was that each village should receive a segment, you know. Well, Christmas came and went. No thank you note was sent to say the gift was gratefully accepted. Did Karen's mission fail? Did it perish in the mail? Or was it somehow cruelly intercepted? You know, an unscrupulous army captain might have seized it at gunpoint and gobbled it all up himself without even giving any to his men. We just don't know, do you? So anyway, I think it was a fantastic gesture on my daughter's part. Oh, Karen's tangerine, the gesture of a queen. How generous she's been. Oh, Karen's tangerine. Yeah, definitely. Karen's tangerine.
On a dark December day, from a battlefield that he couldn't disclose to his parents far away. And he told them how he loved them, and of all be there to Christmas letter home.
Always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
I've seen it all before. so high, so high, so high, so high. So